welcome to the fifth episode of Cinco Mas. I'm Susie.
I'm Dave.
I'm Randy.
Hey, Randy, what's up, dude?
I missed you guys. I wasn't here for the past two shows.
We missed you.
Yeah, we actually didn't tell you about the last show.
I know, that was kind of fucked up.
Well, it was an impromptu show.
I know, and I actually, like, kind of know that guy, Alex. I hung out with him briefly in New York, so I was, like, bummed. I felt like, because he didn't say anything about me on the show, so I was like, he forgot about me.
Actually,
you guys all forgot about me.
Actually, I did tell you about the show the day of, and you were busy that night. You had class that night.
Oh, it was on Monday?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably better that you didn't. Then I would have been thinking about it the whole class instead of paying attention to the history of rock and roll. That's a class I'm taking.
The history of rock and roll?
Well, it's the history of American popular music, but right now it's on like 60s rock and roll. And there's this one girl in the class who like knows nothing about American popular music other than like gospel music.
Awesome.
She's like, they're playing like Cream and like Jimi Hendrix, and she was like, I don't get it, were all these people on drugs? And they're like, yeah, but that's beside the point. Like, and then there was this big argument about like drugs, and this one kid was like really in defense of drugs and music. He's like, they have to be together in order for good music to be made. And then she was like adamantly opposed. It got kind of heated, and then in the middle she gave me a compliment on my shoes.
Nice.
She paused her argument to say that she liked your shoes.
Yeah.
Is she hot?
No.
So what's our first track?
Oh. Our first track is Touch a Touch a Touch Me off the Rocky Horror Picture Sound Show soundtrack. I love this song. Here it is.
I was feeling done in, couldn't win. I'd only ever kissed before.
You mean she?
I thought there's no use getting into heavy petting. It only leads to trouble and seat wetting. Now all I want to know is how to go. I've tasted blood and I want more.
More, more, more.
I'll put up no resistance. I want to stay the distance. I've got an itch to scratch. I need assistance. Touch, 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 touch me.
Creature of the night. Ba-da-da-da.
Does anybody here want to be touched by a creature of the night?
What's next?
So our next song is Straw by Lunas. And
is that like Lunas from Oakland? I got five on it.
No. Oh, I love that song, though.
Yeah, in high school when you got a sack and then you'd be, like, in the car and everybody would, you know, you'd, like, blaze to I Got Five on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good song.
You'd feel hood.
Yeah.
To this day, people can't deny that song.
Yeah, that was a good song.
I don't think anyone's trying to.
But this isn't Loonies. Loonies. This is Lunis.
This is Lunis. It's off of this comp. Apparently Red Bull, like, sponsors some giant symposium of, like, electronic and hip-hop artists.
Yeah, yeah, Red Bull Music Academy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's in a different city.
Yeah, they try, yeah.
Is there a Scion Music Academy
here?
I
know, you hate that it's, like, here? A big sponsor thing.
They do, like, a skateboarding thing, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe that's incredibly uncool, but...
No, whatever.
No,
it's
cool. It's fine.
It's not cool. Like, everyone that watches it knows the dudes are just doing it to get paid.
There's some pretty weird shit on that comp, actually. It was like, I wasn't really that into a lot of it, but it was, at least it was weird and interesting.
But I guess when Red Bull, like, does, or they want to get you to come over, they'll pay for your flight and, like, set up shows for you, and then you give a talk and they, like, broadcast it.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this song is off that comp. It's called Strawl.
Bam, 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 bam
Hey Randy, were you gonna go get beer?
Yeah, I am gonna get beer. Do you want me to go right this minute?
Well, you could go like during the next song, I think.
Okay, yeah, I'll go get beer. What do we want to get? Just like a six?
Just something cheap.
Something cheap. I'll put it on my card.
I got $5.
I'll pay you later.
I got $5 on it.
I was gonna beat you. You gotta do it more convincing though.
Actually, no, I do have $5.
You got. Oh, sick.
Money
from Dave. That's rare.
Oh.
It is, actually.
Nail. You know, nail doesn't work. I got to turn up
No, I went to pay, and it was actually, like, completely outside my, like, experience to have Dave be like, oh, I got this.
Are you guys serious? I pay for stuff all the time.
No, actually, Dave's gotten my back plenty. So we kind of, like, help each other out when we're broke.
Am I cheap?
No. You borrow money a lot. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I do.
Let's play the next track.
I am a borrower. What's up next?
Charlotte Gainsbourg. This is the scariest track from her that I could find. I've been wanting to play her on the show for a while, and I just haven't found anything that was right. And this song's kind of scary. It's IRM. Charlotte Gainsbourg with IRM. Dave's calling Randy right now.
Hello?
Hey, Randy, yeah. What's up?
Hey.
You're on the radio.
What kind of beer are you going to get?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. Do you want me to read off?
Um,
Get something in a bottle.
You could just get 3 Tecate tall cans.
No, I want bottles.
How about pipeline porter, bra?
Bra?
Yeah.
Did you say bra?
Why don't you just let me choose, and then I'll get something good.
Okay, you gotta introduce the next song, though. It's,
What is the next song? I need to know what it is.
It's called You Can't Keep Breaking My Heart. Tell us about it.
You can't keep breaking my heart.
Oh, that's Marlana. She's this boogie girl from I think Atlanta. She's on this little label called Peachtree, and this song has the typical boogie guitar riffs, which are ever present. But anyways, the song rules and it's rare.
Why pretend? Oh, baby, I know I had to take. just give it up. Go and find yourself another. Yeah, I said take your records, pack your funky clothes, and walk your low-down, dirty self on out of here. You know, it's time I found someone who really cares. I know I'm worth it. Yeah, get out. You know something? I'm the one to pay those bills. I paid the rent. I paid those telephone bills that you ran up from here to California, wherever.
Yeah, what's next? What do we got?
Next is DMX Crew, Lip Chime.
Good hunting music. You can kill your prey to that.
That is good. It's good stalking music also.
It's excellent stalking music.
Yeah.
It's like that's what Marky Mark listened to in that movie Fear.
Derailed.
I hate this show.
Why? This is the best show ever made.
Yeah, are you not in like in the present right now, living your life?
What?
You're unaware. You're living in the present right now. Carpe diem.
Yeah.
You don't want to live in the... I'm living in the past, bro.
I'm living in the future. Well, let's play the next
one. No matter what, you're living in the present, but you might be thinking about the future or the past. Yeah. But right now, you're thinking about the moment.
I'm thinking about how we lost that joke.
Well, we still...
The hunting.
I'm thinking about the fucking
stalking.
Future and what the fuck we're going to play next. And when we're going to shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Well, and all this... Wait, sorry.
You can't say that.
Yes, I can.
Psych.
Sorry. I got a... what's next?
Fabio Frizzy Zombie.
Thank you.
Fabio Frizzy. That's one of my all-time favorites. I love that so much. Thanks for bringing it.
No problem.
Yeah.
Sorry I got out of line, guys. I feel bad.
It's okay.
Before this song, I lost my temper. I'm under a lot of pressure. The station's been coming down on me.
Student loans.
I don't give a shit, man. I don't care if anyone listens.
You know, we keep it real for another 3 or 4 years. People will listen.
I really don't. I seriously do not care.
Even if you feel that way, I'm like your attitude.
That's not having an attitude.
I like your attitude about that. I agree.
It's not having an attitude. It's having a belief.
I'm sucking out.
You're just sucking. Let's play the next song.
What is it? Jeez, this is the most tense show. What's wrong with everybody?
Sorry.
Everyone's mad. What's next?
Next up is Goldie's Boogie. This is a re-edit by Tom Noble, a.k.a. Disco Tom. He has a really cool record label called What You Wanna Do, and it's all spelled as one word, and I like the majority of it. We'll be right back.
the mad episode. I'm pissed.
Insane.
I'm pissed off. I don't know why.
I need to get more pissed, I think. Well, actually, I got pissed at Susie earlier.
Yeah.
I'll get pissed at you later.
Yeah, you guys fucking hate each other. I like it. Tension brewing in the studio.
Whatever.
I'll, like, throw a full beer against the wall by the end.
That's fine. Put it over there in the corner with the rest of them.
The rest of the full beers?
Yeah.
What do we got going on next?
Nothing. What?
Next song's Flight Facilities, Crayview.
Thank you. in his own world. This boy's got my head tied in knots with all his games. I simply want him more because he looks the other way. Why can't you want me like the other boys do? They stare at me while I stare at you. Why can't I keep you safe as my own? One moment I have you, the next you are gone. Rehearse steps on an empty stage. That boy's got my heart in a silver cage. Why can't you want me like the other boys do? They stare at me while I crave you.
You know, I'm tired of running the board. I quit.
But that song was so good.
Yeah, in the break I was talking about stalkers, and then
you're talking about dating at work.
I was talking about dating at work,
which I love talking about.
And then I was saying that it would totally ruin my life if I tried to date.
You mean dating at work, being like, "Hey, babe, what are you doing Monday afternoon? Want to get coffee?" And then you bring her to the break room. Get it? Dating at work.
That's good.
I guess
that's good.
Dating.
Bring a date to work.
So dumb.
That's so good.
That's so
like, this
bad.
Is our date. It's at work.
Yeah.
I kind of agree. It took me a moment to wrap my mind around the concept, but then once I got it, I kind of want to run with it.
That's how most of Dave's ideas are.
What, bad and then good?
No,
it just takes a while. Not obvious.
Yeah, it takes a certain kind of person of a certain type of people.
Age.
Persona.
No, I can't. You can't rely on that. What's next? Next
up is a song by Bo Hansson, who's a Swedish keyboard player. He played with Jimi Hendrix at one point. I read that somewhere. Anyways, the song's called Happy Prank. Some progressive stuff.
Thank you.
Red Lights On, boys. And girl.
That song was cool.
Well, that was a crazy story, Randy. I'm glad you told it, but unfortunately, the time is turning down, and we need to wrap this up.
I feel like I revealed way too much.
A weird mood. This isn't like the Halloween show. This is like the Twilight Zone show.
It is a bit like the Twilight Zone.
This is weird.
This show will probably haunt me for the rest of my life. Like, I'll go to leave, and the door, like, will not... It'll be, like, a big eye. It'll be, like, a small child staring at me. Remember that Twilight Zone?
Guys, I don't make the rules. I just make the show.
And?
I don't know. I wish I had something to follow that rhymed, but that's it. This has been an amazing show. Susie got mad at Randy. I got mad at everybody. Somebody make an outro that's concise. I can't.
Just, I got this.
You do it. I quit. I'm out of here.
Okay, everyone, you've been listening to Cinco Mas. Cinco.
What's your name?
515. What? I'm Susie.
I'm Dave. Our special guest tonight is Randy.
Wait, I'm a special guest?
Yeah, you are a special guest.
Yeah, you're not on the show. You're a special guest a lot.
I thought we had tryouts. I thought I, like, made the grade.
I don't think you're on the show. Wait, we outroed too long? Damn, we did this last time.
Fuck. No, you're cutting most of that because
I'm not doing
terrible.
Anything.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
You're benching until further notice, bro.
Oh, at this, I don't even think I'm special. I'm just a guest at this point.
No, dude, you're a special guest because we have a special guest every week. And
if you're like on staff, it's fucking lame if we say like, yeah, you're our special guest, but
you never have three people on a radio show. You have one or two.
What about
a special guest?
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern has a whole studio. He has like a building with his name.
All right, it was a bad example, but
anyway, that was a great show. I'm so happy with it.
I'm so scared.
Catch you on the next one for Cinco Mas Sis.
I'm still pissed that I'm the special guest.
Take us out, Susie. Take all the listeners out.
Shh.